Welcome to Dishing Heat with Wolfie and Big Shot Song. I'm your host, Aiden Wolf.
And I'm your co-host, Max Song.
Today we're here with guest star NBA Trade Center. He's going to give us a list of trades and we're going to respond to them and see whether we would accept them or not accept them. Do you have the first trade for us?
Okay, so you want me to go Nets or Pelicans first?
Let's go with the Pels.
Okay. So for Pelicans, I was thinking there's really not a lot they could do, I'll be honest. They're a very perfect team already with what they have. But I was thinking maybe something around, Gary Trent Jr. or OG Anunoby, maybe. So I had Gary Trent to the Pelicans for Garrett Temple. Sorry. Garrett Temple, Jackson Hayes, and another salary filler with a first round pick, because Pelicans have a bunch of those. But if you're going for OG Anunoby, four, you probably have to get four first round picks, three first round picks. But yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
Yeah, I think OG's slightly out of the price range for the Pelicans. I mean,
Yeah.
obviously he'd be a really nice piece for sure. He'd definitely be an offensive upgrade over Herb Jones and basically the same defensively. And it'd be really nice having both those guys. GTJ though is interesting because he just provides good shooting. You could trade away Tae Graham in that deal as the salary filler, right? So you could get
Yeah.
like Tae Graham, Garrett Temple, like and Jackson Hayes. And a first is really not a bad deal when we're looking at Pel's trades. If we're gonna upgrade, only having to give away one first is really nice. I don't want to give away the stockpile. It's, even for a guy like OG, I feel like it's not worth at this point to give away the whole stockpile pick. So I like the Gary Trent trade more personally. I think it's a good deal for the Pels.
I would say though, I think it relies on what the Raps want to do. If they're trying to retool, I don't think they'd take that Gary Trent trade because it doesn't really give them much present value. That pick is probably have more value in the future. So if they're trying to rebuild, I think maybe the Raps will look at that trade. But I would say right now the Raps don't take that trade because Jackson Hayes is all right. Garrett Temple is just a salary filler in my opinion. He's kind of bad. That pick, depending on how the Pels look in the future, if they get Gary Trent, I think they'll be pretty good for the next couple of years. So that pick won't really have that much value. So I think if the Raps are looking to rebuild, they might take it. If they retool, I don't think they'd take that trade.
Okay, I'm gonna go with the Nets now. So I had two trades for the Nets. One of them, I think they need to sacrifice their shooting for more defense, but at the same time, you can't say you have to get Jared Vanderbilt. You can't have Ben Simmons, Jared Vanderbilt, and Nick Claxton on the court at the same time. I don't know if they could sustain that. Like, how much shooting would you need around them? Is Katie and Kyrie enough for that to work? So I did have them getting Jared Vanderbilt for Patty.
Nathan, you cut out for you.
Yeah.
Okay. I heard that next.
Fixed. So getting Jared Brennan, a little bit of wild card. Terry Rozier, I think, who could actually provide some scoring off the bench. If you sacrifice Mills again, obviously Mills, maybe Joe Harris. I don't think his value is that great right now, but Joe Harris, Patty Mills, a pick, maybe throw in Cam Thomas in that. So I don't know if they would do that, but
Sorry, could you repeat that first trade? Your Wi-Fi cut out a little bit there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's all good.
Oh, it was just Patty Mills in the first round pick for
For
Jared Vanderbilt.
okay, I would say though, as a huge Nets fan, as you can tell, because I clearly have Nets jerseys, I don't think that the Nets would trade Patty Mills away. Unfortunately, I don't want him. The Nets paid him over Bruce Brown, which is ridiculous. Like, it made me so mad, but he has a close relationship with Ben. He has a really close relationship with the owner of the Nets, Joe Tsai. So I don't think they want to trade him. But if they could, I would take that deal in a heartbeat. I want Jared Vanderbilt on this team. I've been looking at trade packages involving Jared Vanderbilt and Clarkson, but I don't know if the Nets can afford that. So I'd
No,
love
I don't
Jared.
think they
Yeah,
can, yeah.
I don't think so. But if they could get that deal, I think it'd be good for both sides. Utah could get rid of a like a player that doesn't really fit their timetable, and then the Nets could get rid of someone that they don't even play at the same time. So I would love that deal for the Nets, but I don't think they'd trade Patty Mills away, unfortunately.
Yeah, I don't mind it. I don't know if the Jazz, I don't know if it just like makes a ton of logical sense. The Jazz trade of Gay guy actually I think isn't like not that old and could potentially, I know he's more of like, he's definitely a role player, so it's not like he's developing into anything crazy. So maybe the Jazz just do decide to move off of him if they go to rebuild this season. But I just don't know. Yeah, you're right. You can't really put him with Claxton and Ben. I know you could probably find spots for him, but you already have a guy like Royce O'Neale that kind of fits that defensive player like role, being a wing. I know Jared Vanderbilt is a power forward, but like I just don't know if he fits 100%. The Terry Rozier trade is interesting because you're accepting a big contract, but you are getting out of the Joe Harris contract in that deal, so it's actually not that bad to me. A lot of the Hornets guys don't have that much value, like Gordon Hayward and Terry Rozier. If they can get out of those contracts, I think they're doing that in a heartbeat because you really have to find a way to get out of. I think Rozier is 3 years, 60 million. If you can get out of that and only accept Joe Harris, one like what a 2 year, $40 million contract ish, and maybe get Cam Thomas in a first back, I think you definitely take that. And that's add another score. He is quite ball dominant, but I feel like he could definitely play off the ball. Beside Caden Carter, you can make him the sixth man even. So I actually don't mind that trade. I think there's like value there, just whether it would mesh properly with the other pieces they have.
What was the Hornets trade again? Like, what would the Nets be giving away?
It was going to be Rozier for Harris, Cam Thomas, and a pick for something.
Oh, I would take that. I used to
Yeah.
also follow the Celtics quite a bit because Kyrie was on the Celtics.
Yeah.
So I would say that the Nets, especially because of age and injury problems, we do need another ball handler, even though Terry Rozier is very ball dominant. I would definitely make him the sixth man off the bench. And I think him and Ben Simmons can actually coexist because Ben does not take the ball at all in the half court. Rozier would run the half court game. Ben would run like transition game. And then off the bench, Rozier would give us a punch that I would love actually. And Joe Harris hasn't been great. I don't love his contract right now, and I don't think he's going to be good within the Nets time frame. I think he'll be fine again in the future once his ankle fully heals, but we don't need him right now. Cam Thomas, some Nets fans are really big on him. He can be an amazing scorer in the league one day, but again, he doesn't fit our timetable. And then that pick doesn't really have that much value. Is it via Philly? Or it could also be via the Nets.
That very interesting about that pick, by the way. It's like five, it's like four ways. So like, it's hard for me to explain this on here because it's a lot of details that go into it. It's more favorable, I think, to either Houston or Philly, but I have to check. I actually have to check that. I think it's
Okay,
Philly though.
I think either way the
Yeah.
Hornets would be getting a good deal because they'd be gambling on a shooter that could play next to LaMelo once. Oh, like prayers up to him. He hurt his ankle again last night. And if not, they could. I think if they get him back to his like 45% shooting form, they could trade him away for another pick as well. So I think that's good value for both sides. Regarding the Hornets, though, another player that I would like to have on the Nets is Kelly Oubre. So, have you looked at any trades involving Kelly Oubre that could send him to the Nets?
Fits a lot of places. He fits too many places, I'll be honest. He fits, and he's not going to be worth the first round pick, likely. I doubt he's going to be worth the first round pick, though. And I think it's he's right. His production. So he averages 20 points on a bad team. So what does he look like when he's benched? What does he look like when he has a lesser role? I think that's more important when talking about Kelly Oubre, and opposed to like Kyle Kuzma, who's actually similar to him.
Right. That's another player that I think the Nets would love to have, Kyle Kuzma. What do you think his value is right now?
Kuzma, right?
Yeah.
Definitely first round pick, maybe two, just depending on if the team wants to re-sign him.
Right. So I think he fits what the Nets need perfectly, a rebounding, like pretty big forward who can shoot, stretch the floor, play defense well, but he'd be a rental for 1 year, of course. I think the Nets, if they package like Joe Harris, Cam Thomas, Deron, sharp and a first and maybe another first if it's needed. I think they could get him.
Yeah,
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I don't mind Kelly Oubre trade so much. I think when we're talking about like what does he look like off the bench, we've seen that. He came off the bench last year. Early in his career with Washington, he was coming off the bench. I know he hadn't really broken out until he got to Phoenix, but I actually didn't mind Washington, Kelly Oubre. I think if you put him on the bench with that team, he's not bad. I think his value could be somewhat close to a first. I mean, when you look at like even past deals, like I always go back to that Marcus Morris trade the Knicks made, the Clippers, and they got a first for him who was shooting or averaging 20 on a bad team. Guys like that with their 1 year rentals averaging 20 on bad teams, I think you can get a first him, especially with the inflated trade market currently. And then in terms of Kyle Kuzma trades, his value is going to be interesting. If the Wizards don't see a world where they re-sign him, I think his value is significantly lower because they want to move that. Unless they think they can do it in the offseason in a sign-in trade, they're going to try to get out of that contract. And there's people who are trying to get value for that player. If they try to re-sign him, I think it's a whole other discussion. But if you can get a guy like, I mean, if you get your horse back, you're getting more contract money back, but it's significantly less than what you would have to pay Kuzma after the season. And yeah, maybe you can move him again. There's just an interesting team. But yeah, I don't mind either trade for the Nets for sure. I think Kelly Oubre actually works and he fits the timeline and he's relatively cheap, both contract wise. You don't have to move that many pieces to get him. And if there's a bidding war for either players, maybe they start to become out of the price range, but I don't really mind either trade for the Nets. I think both, yeah, definitely help what they're trying to do.
And then I had one more trade in mind for the Nets because I've been trying to cook up something because Sean Marks won't do it. His contract expires in 2 weeks. I can't wait till the Nets get rid of our GM. I don't want him. A Phoenix trade. I don't know what Jay Crowder is doing. Like, a role player sitting out is ridiculous to me. But what if the Nets get Jay Crowder and Dario Saric in exchange for Joe Harris, Cam, and Deron? Do you think that would work for the Suns or for the Nets?
Read it again. I'm sorry. You like
Oh yeah, for
you're
sure.
breaking up a little bit.
For sure, for sure. This trade was Dario Saric and Jay Crowder to Brooklyn in exchange for Joe Harris, Cam Thomas, and De'Ron Sharpe.
That's pretty good. I think it's pretty good. Yeah, I think it's a good trade for both sides. Phoenix, I don't know if Phoenix wants to go with the youth route with Cam Thomas and De'Ron Sharpe. I don't know if they want to do that. I think they'd rather have a more established player. More established players. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So I think that's all the Nets can do. And on the Pel side of things, like Nathan's favorite team, they don't really want to do much. So other than that, we're both in Canada right now. So do you have any Raptors trades? And do you think the Raptors should go on a
All
retooling
right.
phase or like a rebuilding phase?
Okay, so if I would trade Garrett Trent Jr. first of all. Like I think he's not coming back. You're not paying like a fourth. He's their fourth best player. You're in him. I don't know if you're going to trade OG. I don't know if you're going to trade Pascal Siakam. You're keeping, that's your core three there. And then Fred VanVleet. I don't really know. I wouldn't pay him $30 million. Yeah.
Do you think another team would offer Gary Trent $30 million? Like, if he would became a free agent in the upcoming season, what teams do you think would realistically sign him for that much?
Me think. I have to think about cap space. I'd say Detroit. Detroit needs shooting, and him alongside Cade Cunningham would be pretty cool, or off the bench. Orlando also, yeah, maybe. Houston. It's gonna be one of those three teams. They have a lot of cap space to spend this off
Right.
season.
And I
Yeah,
heard
Gary Trent.
Nathan, you go for it.
Yeah, just Gary Trent is interesting. I don't see him commanding any more than maybe 25 a year, I think what he's looking at. I don't even know if he's worth that. I love Gary Trent, don't get me wrong. But I just don't know, like, on a championship team, if you can pay a guy like Gary Trent $25 million a year and be competitive. I get it if you put him on a worse team because he's still young. He still has more time to even keep developing. So I think that's the only outcome that makes sense for him. I'd be shocked if the Raptors re-sign him. But yeah, I can see, like, the Pistons makes a lot of sense. The Magic, they could do it, but they're paying Gary Harris a lot of money. I know he's old, kind of old, and he doesn't really fit their timeline. And I'm still confused why they signed him in the first place. But I can kind of see that making sense as well. One of the bad teams, Rockets. I just don't think they're doing it with the guards they have. I think it's got to be like the Pistons. And I think you definitely move out of Gary Trent's kind of. We had this conversation a lot of what do the Raptors do? Because there's so many different options. You can retool. You can just keep running it. You can blow it up because if you put Siakam on the trade market, he's probably the best player available right now in the NBA, right? So I don't know. It's just really interesting because if he's the best player available, you can't retool too well to like get a big star. And even if you have this many picks and assets and young guys, the Raptors are just really in, like in such an interesting situation. I just don't know what you do if you're Masai Ujiri.
Yeah, I don't know. I've wobbled back and forth between retooling and rebuilding. And I think the Raps are right below that competitive level. Van Vliet's gotten a little bit better, but I would trade Van Vliet first because he's older. And I would rather have Gary Trent on the Raps than Van Vliet. I think it was the Magic for some reason are interested in Van Vliet. Like it would have to be something with like Gary Harris or something. That's a weird trade to me. I don't know why they would do that. Van Vliet's getting up there in age, So I don't know why the Magic would want that.
I like it for Magic. I think Van Vliet's veteran leadership would be really good with the young core. You have Markelle Fultz for one more year after this. Gary Trent's contract, not Gary Trent. Gary Harris's contract is, it's either partially guaranteed or non-guaranteed. It's one of them. So he's not going to make a lot of money next year. Neither is Mo Bamba. So they have. The Magic have some to have money to work with, and Cole Anthony is not going to be your point guard. He's not probably not going to be your guard. Jalen Suggs, I think him with Fred VanVleet, that leadership.
Okay, then if we're gonna move away from Raptors trades, because really no one knows what they're gonna do. Some more recent news then, and you've posted about this quite a bit recently, about the Celtics trade exception. It expires today, yeah, the 19th. So what do you think they could do with that? And do you think they're gonna do anything with it?
If they're not going to do anything with it, they won't do anything with it. Yeah, I'm very positive.
Yeah, the trade market. This is
But
almost boring.
they have how much? I think they have more trade exceptions as we get, yeah, as we get, yeah, it is. As we get more closer to the deadline, like 2 more weeks, the Celtics do have like 2 more trade exceptions. But I don't know if they use it. I don't know. I really don't know if they do anything with it.
The market right now is so screwed up because of freaking Gobert. I really hope something happens, but I don't really see anything happening. But besides the Gobert trade, like holding up a lot of trades going through, I think another interesting thing is the play-in, right? This is one of the most competitive seasons that we've ever seen. And people don't really want to mess things up. They're like, I can still buy on my own players. So I think that's also kind of stalling some trades. But there's also a trade recently that you posted about regarding Mike Conley going to Minnesota in exchange for D'Angelo Russell. Do you think that makes sense for either team? And do you think it makes the Timberwolves better? I personally think it does, but even if that's the case, do you think the Jazz GM, Danny, is it Dan, it's Danny Ainge right now, wants to even help them? Because they have their pick this year, so they don't want them to be better, right?
Well, I think I personally don't think Danny Ainge cares where that pick goes, but I think the Jazz are gonna still be competitive after they trade certain players. Lauri Markkanen's really having a good year. So they're gonna try to build around him a little bit. Sorry. Try to build around him a little And works good for the Timberwolves too. Mike Conley's good is a better playmaker than D'Angelo Russell. So yeah.
I think that makes sense. Nathan, what do you think?
Yeah, the Timberwolves are really interesting in the fact they're just way underperforming, but they need to keep going in. They have no choice but to just try and keep pushing their chips to the middle and going all in. I don't know, maybe not this year, but it's coming up soon. They're gonna have to. I don't know if D'Lo is the right guy there, but I don't know if trading for Mike Conley really helps you that much. You need to do something. But again, the Timberwolves are interesting. They're in the same similar spot as the Raptors. Like, you need to do something. But in this case, they don't have the rebuild option. They either retool or run it. And what are they, the 10 seed or something approximately right now? So some sort of trade like that may be necessary. I just don't know if a Mike Conley swap makes any sense for Utah. I don't know. They have to get some sort of compensation back, but I don't know if it really makes sense for either side, honestly. It just feels like you're staying mostly similar no matter which player you get. They're different, don't get me wrong. They're pretty different players. But I don't know if getting either of them really pushes you that much farther. I just don't know if you're the Timberwolves really what your next move is, but I don't know if that is necessarily it.
And then I think there's a way to make it a three-way just because I'm a Nets fan and I want D'Lo back kind of as a sixth man. And we can afford him. I think it's 80% of the salary needs to be met in order for a trade to go through, and he makes like 20, 29 and a half or something like that. In order for the trade to go through, it'd have to be like D'Lo to the Nets, and then the Jazz get Mike Conley and some other Jazz player, but then the Nets give the Jazz Joe Harris, of course. I just want to get rid of him, I'm not gonna lie. Joe Harris, Cam Thomas, Daron Sharp, and then I think to fill the salary, it would have to be someone like, I think it was Patty Mills, and that'd be the trade. And I think that makes more sense for Utah, and they'd also get, I don't know, like a pick back. And that would make more sense for Utah because they don't really want to be that competitive this year, even though they want Lowry to compete. And that doesn't interfere with the player's development either, because Cam Thomas is a guy that just scores, and Daron is a center that doesn't need a ball. So maybe it's a delusional Nets fan speaking of me, but maybe the Nets could get D'Lo back.
There's opportunity and there's fit in terms of getting a six man kind of guy that we've been talking about for a bit now. Getting a six man who plays on the ball, can shoot really well. I think he'd be happy to be back in Brooklyn. It's gonna be interesting to like get the salary working. It's gonna be tough. He's worth 31, so whatever 80% of 31 is, something like 26 million. You're gonna have to give back in salary. I don't really. I mean, you get Cam Thomas back, so it's not terrible. I don't know what value Daron Sharp has. You're gonna probably need a pick, but then I don't know if getting like I don't know if Cam Thomas route is kind of what Minnesota wants. If you're including Joe Harris, I don't think that's that bad of. I think Joe Harris is more value than you're giving him credit for. But yeah, that the it's not a bad trade, but I don't know if the Timberwolves look at that and see themselves going anywhere with it.
I don't know. I don't think there's any trade right now in the NBA that makes a big difference in any team.
You know, what about Bojan trades?
Who's interested? Lakers are interested, obviously. They're always interested.
There's about a list of like six teams, I
Yeah,
think.
but he's
I think it's.
amazing. He can play defense despite his age. He can shoot. He's big. What would the Lakers trade look like? It'd have to be Kendrick Nunn, who played really well yesterday night, by the
Yeah.
Kendrick Nunn.
I like Kendrick. I like.
I
I miss
liked
old
him.
Kendrick.
I liked him, but he's been bad recently. He got injured and now he's bad. So Miami Heat Kendrick Nunn? Like the old ass rookie?
So,
Like he was bad.
yeah. Sorry, so the teams looking at Bojan are the Pelicans, the Cavs, the Bucks, the Lakers, the Mavs, I think. And there's one other. Lakers, Cavs, Bucks, Mavs, Raptors is the other team.
I don't want Raptors to trade for him. what I
No,
would
me neither.
try to do.
I don't know if how the Mavs make that deal work, but it
The
would
Pel's
help
good trade for him.
significantly.
It
Pels or
was.
Cavs.
It would fit the Cavs perfectly. A 3-and-D wing. Perfect for
It'd
the
be
Cavs.
great.
But
What do you
who would they
trade? Like
give? Yeah, exactly.
Chetty Osman?
And you'd also have to give Isaac Okoro, I think.
That's fine. Okoro has no value.
And like a pick. I
Yeah,
think.
like a pick.
You know what? I like that for the
Okoro and
Cavs.
Oz.
But I don't know if that's enough value for him.
Yeah, apparently they want a lot for him at this point, which is interesting given his age and contract situation. But apparently they're looking for a high asking price that the Lakers can't demand. So there's got to be at least like a pick and players, right?
Yeah,
Which makes it somewhat sense.
I think they need like a I think it was a promising young player and at least a pick and then like salary
Yeah.
fillers for Bogdan.
Oh, and that pick has to be unprotected.
Yeah. So I don't think the Lakers are gonna do it. Lakers won't do it. Unprotected picks, they're not gonna give you that because
I
Jeannie
love
Buss
the
doesn't want to do
Tegram.
it.
I like us trading Tegram and then like Garrett Temple and you maybe Kyra and you get him or Kyra or Jackson or
And
someone.
then you have to throw in like two picks though.
Not one. You could do it with one.
Maybe, but
If you throw in Kyra or
yeah, if you okay.
Jackson Hayes.
I think that works. I like that trade for you guys, but he
Yeah,
doesn't fit
I
the
do too.
timeline. But you guys are competitive right now, so
Yeah, exactly. So it's fine. I don't know what the Mavs trade looks like at all because I just don't know what they can like. They've expressed
Tim Hardaway Jr. for
interest. That's
sure
great.
to make the salaries
Yeah.
work.
Yes, for sure. But that's not really a ton of value.
And then
So like.
I think for Detroit, they'd want Josh Green back, but he's untouchable apparently.
Is he really?
Yeah, I think Mark Cuban made him untouchable.
Oh.
He's great on the maps. Like he fits perfectly
He
with what
is,
they want to
yeah,
do, but
wow.
he shouldn't be untouchable. I don't know.
Untouchable is such an interesting concept. Like when we talk about who is actually untouchable, is
Okay.
it like teams make a lot more players untouchable than like should be.
In my opinion, I think there's only like five untouchable players. Jokic,
Yeah, I
Giannis, Steph, obviously. I wonder if Tatum is untouchable.
So you define untouchable as no one could ever give you a trade package
Yeah,
good
like
enough that
no
you'd
package. Yeah.
Luka.
Luke, oh
Okay.
yeah, obviously. Yeah, my fault. Yeah. That's four.
I had the conversation or I seen the argument is Embiid untouchable. I don't know.
See, if you give okay, but it doesn't have to be realistic, right? So if you give him Giannis, would the Sixers even do that? Yeah, I don't know actually.
Probably, but like maybe there's a small chance they don't. Probably though.
Right, so he's not
I don't
untouchable.
know. So like, okay, there's two ways to define untouchable to me. I think you either define untouchable as players that there's no way you could get a trade package for. But to me, untouchable is a player's only untouchable if the only way to trade for them would to be trade for another player on the untouchable list. I feel like those are
Okay,
untouchables.
sure. So Embiid
You
would
know
be
what I mean?
untouchable.
Have we ever really okay? Maybe I'm tripping. Have we ever seen a swap of two like MVP candidate players in their prime?
Don't think so in recent history.
I don't think so ever is what I'm thinking. So like that's what I'm saying is like I think if we talk about that, like you'll never see a Giannis for Embiid trade. And thus I would call them both untouchable. But
Because the
maybe that's
teams
the
are built
wrong
around them, it
interpretation.
doesn't make sense.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So like I think like it's under 10, but I think there's a few more untouchables because there's guys you could only trade for other untouchable guys.
What about KD? KD should be untouchable, but the Nets are weird.
Yeah, I don't know if he well he wanted out, but no one could ever offer a trade package even remotely close.
Right, because especially after the Gobert fiasco, he demanded like 400 picks for KD.
Yeah, I know the Gobert fiasco. I mean, untouchable is such an interesting list because technically, if any of these players wanted out, teams could probably have like if a player said I want out, there could probably be a trade package made. It just won't be fair, but that you could.
Looking at times MVPs were traded, I don't think so. Moses Malone, no.
Or like even if we look at like, would you have called Anthony Davis untouchable after winning the Blazers, the Pels Blazers series?
Nope.
No? Okay.
I think.
I think untouchable also has to be like the team is geared entirely towards that player and they have no other out but to play with that player.
I don't think that was
Because
the
like
case with
technically,
AD, though. I don't think it was
yeah,
built
that's what I'm
around
saying.
him, you know?
And if we're gonna go with that kind of definition, because that's technically what it means, then KD is technically not untouchable because there's an outcome where they trade him. Whereas like there's no way the Mavs ever trade Luka, there's no way the Sixers ever trade Embiid, there's no way the Bucks ever trade Giannis, Jokic trade, Steph trade, whatever. Just doesn't make any sense with any circumstance.
Okay, two MVPs being traded for each other. There's one in recent history, and it's they weren't MVP. One of them hasn't won an MVP, but he arguably was MVP caliber
Like
earlier in
on the
his career.
trajectory.
Yeah. Well, no. These players are both old. I want to see if you can guess them. They're both guards. It happened in 2019.
Is it the Derrick Rose for someone trade?
No.
Oh, okay. 2019?
Yeah, I think everyone forgets about this because the MVP was only on this team for 1 year. And people don't think of him as an MVP anymore because he's
Is it
bad.
the Westbrook trade?
It's the Westbrook trade, Westbrook Chris Paul trade. That's the closest thing that I can
Oh,
find to
yeah,
two
but
MVP
Westbrook
caliber.
was not MVP level anymore at that point in his career.
Right, but that's like the
And neither
closest
of
thing
them
I can
was great.
find.
Neither of them were. Yeah, okay, that's fair, that's fair. But like, because what I'm saying is like, neither were untouchable players at that point in their career. I'm talking like, would you ever see an untouchable for untouchable trade?
I'm still looking for it. I can't.
Although like, I think, but then like the argument is like, there should be an, like an un, because like to me, some of these young guys are basically untouchable to their teams. Like they're not technically, but like I'm trying to think who right now in our league, but like I would never have traded Tyrese Haliburton if you were the Kings. I thought he would have been your only untouchable, and they shipped him. So like that's why I think
Yeah.
the untouchable list is so is more different than we think it is.
Right. Kevin Garnett for it. No, none of these trades are. I don't think
I know that's
it's
what I
ever
mean.
happened.
You're That's what I'm saying. So I don't think like, I think
Ooh.
it's gotta be like core guy for a team, like the one and only guy, and there's no outcome where that team trades him that makes any sense.
Yeah, I can't find any trades, so no. But.
Yeah.
Oh. No. The trade market is. It's actually you can't even talk about it that much because there's nothing to talk about. But if I let me
That's
pull up
it.
NBA Trade Center right now and I'll give you a bunch of trades. I'll spitball them to you. You'd say yes or no, like instinctively. Okay.
Instinctively, oh Lord, that's gonna look
Yeah.
bad.
Yeah. You ready? Okay.
Can like count me down from 10. I gotta at least think about the players in the trade.
NBA Trade Center. Let's see. Okay. D'Lo for Mike Conley and Rudy Gay.
That doesn't make anyone better. I just don't think like I just don't see an outcome where the
Okay.
only outcome where it makes sense is if the Jazz try to get younger and then they get out of the D'Lo contract at the end of the year and like fill up salary cap space or something.
Bojan for Tae Graham, what am I saying? Kyra Lewis, Naji Marshall, and a first round pick unprotected.
Maybe, but I'd rather not trade Najee Marshall. But yes,
Okay.
probably.
Jakob Poeltl for Danilo Gallinari, Peyton Pritchard, and a 2023 second round pick.
The Celtics say yes so quickly that Spurs don't.
Yeah, I
They can get
agree.
better value for Poeltl.
Poeltl's so good. I love Poeltl. Nerlens Noel for John Wall, Amir Coffey, and a second round pick.
I actually don't know what Nerlens Noel is doing at this point in his career.
Me neither.
Ever since he left, like, where was he? Dallas? I stopped following his career.
He's
Or
a
was it the Knicks?
versatile big still. He's still a versatile big, and that's what those Clippers are
Good call.
searching
Yeah,
for.
Knicks. I didn't even know. I don't wait for Amir Coffey, John Wall, and who?
Second round pick? Yeah, second round pick.
No, I
No
wouldn't. I
inclusives,
wouldn't.
no.
I Nerlens Noel's done. Nerlens Noel's done nothing this year. He's not worth anything. He's averaging 2 points.
Let's see. Let's find another one. OG Ananobi. So this is right up your alley. OG Ananobi for Miles Turner. We've talked about this type of trade. OG Ananobi for Miles Turner, Chris Duarte, and two first round picks.
I think the Raptors say yes pretty quickly here, for sure. You get a young center. Duarte is like 25 or 26, so you get another and you get another guard you can like actually play with. And two firsts, yeah, you probably say maybe I'm under. Maybe OG's worth a lot more than I think he is.
I like this trade for
Maybe
both
he's worth.
sides. I think it
I
works.
don't mind it for either side. Yeah,
Yeah. Okay. John Collins
I don't
trade.
think. I think it's worth mentioning. I don't think the Raps say yes because of like what the front office wants to do right now and how they've been acting, but I think it makes sense. That's more what I mean.
Ujiri has never traded someone for bad value in recent history, in my opinion.
Yeah, fair enough.
Marcus Gasol is arguable, but I won them a chip, so.
I will always go back and forth in that trade because technically, like looking at who they got and who they gave up, it's not a good trade. But if you look at the fact that they needed Marcus Gasol to win the one series against the
The box.
Sixers and the Bucks, sorry, two series actually, that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. So, I would still do that.
It had to be done,
Yeah.
whether it was a good trade or not.
But JV's better, but whatever.
Do you remember when we were going to trade? Like that trade was going to be from Mike Conley as well.
Yeah,
We were going to give up like that.
I'm glad that they did not trade for Mike Conley,
That would have been
but
interesting.
yeah. Okay. Speaking of John Collins, though, it's actually ridiculous. They made him find his own trade. That's never happened. Like, we can't find him. Can you imagine the NBA team going up to your agent and, like, we can't find a trade for you? No one wants you, so go find your own trade. Like, that's ridiculous. Like,
That's
they're talking to
wild.
other GMs. Like, his agent is talking to GMs.
That means they tried though. You know what I mean? Like they gave it a solid effort.
Yeah, that's oh yeah, that's funny. Anyways, John Collins trade. Another, oh, I would love him on the Pacers. John Collins like averaged 20 and 10 like 3 years ago. He's a good player. I don't care what people say. I think if he goes to a new team, they're gonna be surprised. It's gonna be like a Lauri Markkanen type thing. He's not gonna be as good, but he's gonna ascend. And I think he'll be great. And I think he fits perfectly with Tyrese Haliburton. Oh, he dipped. Okay, his Wi-Fi was dying anyways. But it was have fun having a 50K follower page on anyways.
It's cool.
Yeah. And then it was John Collins for TJ McConnell, Chris Duarte, and a first round pick.
If Atlanta can't find a trade, why not? That's not terrible value. If you literally can't find a trade, you're getting a first, a player. Again, now that, like Duarte's a player who can help you. TJ McConnell's a player who can help you. I don't know if you need guards if you're Atlanta. That's probably a different discussion. I think you need forwards, but like, not terrible.
Oh, he's back. What's up, bro?
Yeah, I'm back.
Oh, hey. Nice having you
Am
back.
I frozen, right?
Yeah, you were frozen for like a while.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry.
You're back. We're just going through your page right now. We're looking at mock trades and we're discussing them that you proposed. Another trade that I see on your page then. This is, oh, interesting. This is both of your teams, Nathan. This is an exchange between Pels and the Raps. This is on your page, NBA Trade Center. It's OG Anunoby for Jackson Hayes, Kyre Lewis, Garrett Temple, two first round picks, and a pick swap.
Oh my God, the Pels take that in a heartbeat, but the Raps would never. But the Pels do that to the guy really quickly. It was
I didn't
similar
make
with
that one. I didn't make that one, by the way.
really?
Kyra and Jackson Hayes.
Yeah.
Interesting. It's in conjunction with NBA Trade Alerts. Maybe he
Yeah.
made that. Yeah, okay.
When I do collabs, it's usually
Okay, then another OG trade. It's OG Anunoby for Gary Payton the second, Justice Winslow, Greg Brown the who in the world is Greg Brown the third?
He did a between the legs dunk at the end of a game in garbage time. It was really awesome.
I don't know who this man is. Greg Brown the third and two first round picks and a pick swap.
That's less value.
Yeah, it is. That's value.
I know. We'll go back to the like. If you can get that Miles Turner trade that we were talking about earlier, that's way more value. Same amount of picks too.
Yeah, I
I think
think that
that's the
Miles
only
Turner
like.
trade is good.
I think that's the best like. I still think the best avenue for the Raps is to go get Miles Turner. I think it's the only thing that makes sense if you're going to retool.
I
Otherwise, you got
want
to
to
rebuild.
see Ayton. Or
Or Aiden Aiden's not bad.
on the Raps. But I also want to see, you know who I want to see traded? Like, especially because I love him, but he's on a garbage team right now. Naz Reid. Naz Reid is so good.
Nasri is good.
I love Naz Reid. Like, if the Nets could get Naz Reid, I'd be so happy. He's like a, he's only 6'9", but he plays bigger than he is. He grabs boards. He's so, oh, he's amazing. When he plays, the Wolves are good. So,
And he's like, what is he, 24 or something? It's ridiculous.
yeah, I feel like he's been playing for like 20
23.
years, but he's so young.
Yeah, I know.
So,
Because he looks like he's way older.
do you know if the Wolves are even looking to shop him, NBA Trade Center?
Oh, Nasri.
Yeah.
Okay. I think maybe. Maybe because he's kind of, you have to extend him after this year. So yeah, maybe.
Yeah, because I heard something like they want to extend him, but he doesn't want to be there, which makes sense because,
Yeah, he doesn't get enough playing time.
yeah, he's played behind Cat, who I don't love, by the way, for so many years. He needs to get his own position. I think it fit with the Nets perfectly. He could play power forward, I guess, for the Nets, but I would
Yeah.
take him off the bench, the first center off the bench.
He
Agree.
fits on a lot of teams for sure. Like it, I mean, I don't know what he's worth monetarily, like what your contract's gonna look like.
I think it's like
Like
9.5. Let's see.
no, what it'll look like next year, sorry, like if you're
Oh,
gonna
okay.
go have to pay. Like what it, I don't, because he's averaging 10 on good splits. The guy is a shooting center.
4 years, 60.
Yeah, that's exactly the contract I had in my head,
Yeah,
was 15 a
that's
year.
what I'm
Yeah.
thinking. Yeah.
Maybe he goes for something like less years, maybe, because you want to sign that contract right in your prime. So like maybe you go for like a 3 year deal.
Three or
Even like 50.
48.
50.
Yeah. I think
Yeah,
most
like
teams
maybe.
would do that because he's young.
Then you're not like, you can pay him more AAV because you're trying to sign him for less years, so you're not as committed.
Okay,
Maybe
fair.
there's a team option somewhere.
Don't know. I think Nasri is affordable even for a contending team, and I think he's worth it. So let's talk about one more team then before we call it a day. Let's talk about the Chicago Bulls. I saw you ranting about the Bulls on your story. I agree. The Bulls are what they did in the past couple of years, atrocious. They need to blow it up. Let Patrick Williams take control. And why is Caruso untouchable? Like, why is he untouchable?
I don't think he is. I don't
I've heard
think
rumors that
he's.
he's
I don't think
untouchable.
Caruso is untouchable.
Yeah, I don't think anyone should be untouchable.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
Yes.
except for Patrick
Wow.
Williams. But
I don't know. Even Patrick Williams, I'll be honest.
they have valuable pieces.
Maybe now.
Vucevic. I want Nets to trade for Vucevic. Okay, so let's say like it's. They want, let's say they blow it up. They want young pieces. Cam, Deron, Joe Harris, and a pick for Vucevic. I think that's great for both teams. Vucevic is not going to re-sign with the Bulls. They get a pick, they get two young players, and they get like Joe Harris back, who they can maybe transform into a first-round pick later on. And I think it's perfect for the Nets. They get a rebounder, they get a stretch five. And he does everything that Claxton doesn't do. So
Yeah,
do
I
you
like
think
him
they
on the
would make that?
Nets.
Yeah.
I think the Bulls have a lot of tradable pieces. Honestly, I don't think they're deadlocked. Like, I think you can move things around. You have to blow it up though. Like, there's no way to retool the Bulls. There's no one you can get back right now that like keeps you a contender really. And I think Levine's too like pissy to sit there any more rebuilding. Like, you're either contending with him or you're shipping him. So, you have guys like. Any team would take Caruso. I think his contract is like 9 million or something low. Like anyone's accepting Caruso on their team. There's a reason I don't think he's untouchable. I just think he's a really, really good piece that anyone would accept. I miss Orlando Vooch so much and first year Bulls Vooch. I hope he can kind of get back to that. I think on a contending team, any contending team takes him for sure. And then yeah, Zach LaVine is. My bad, sorry. Zach LaVine, similar. Like, I think a lot of teams are gonna look at Zach LaVine. I don't know where he fits right now, but I think you can definitely move him. His value is high. He's starting to shoot really well again. And then DeMar is interesting. You might just have to let that contract expire. I don't who takes him. What's
No,
up?
let's trade Zach LaVine to the Mavs. I want to see him on the Mavs. I think he's a perfect running mate to Luka. Let's say Tim Hardaway Jr. to make the money work. Davis Bertans to make the money work. Davis Bertans sucks. Josh Green, who's apparently untouchable, but whatever, I don't care. Let's throw Josh Green in there. Three firsts and a pick swap.
I don't know. I don't know if the house has draft capital like that.
I believe. Let
I'll be
me
honest,
see.
I don't.
You're right. They
Let's
only have
check.
two. They only have two tradable
Check.
ones.
Check.
They have a
I think.
25 and 27 first
Yeah,
round pick.
I think they do have three.
Yeah, if you include 29,
They only
but I
have
don't
two.
think they'll trade
Yeah.
29. Yeah. So then it'd be a
Yeah.
25 and 27
Someone
first,
knows that's what we put.
and then 24 and 26 swaps. Do you think either side takes that deal?
Saying the Mavs would definitely do it. You're including Bertans in that.
Get rid of him. Nathan, what do you
Yeah, again, it's not bad. He's young. You can definitely like continue to work forward with him. Instead of Bertans, you might trade Tim Hardaway because like contract wise, and he has more value than Bertans, maybe, and same position as Zach LaVine. But I don't know if you have to. You'd obviously rather get rid of Bertans because he does nothing for you. But I just don't know. The Bulls probably accept that. I don't know exactly what they're looking for Zach LaVine. I feel like you could get another first for him, though, from a different team. That's the only thing. If not, though, it's not. He's always looking for a way out. So it's not like he's has that high value. If he asks for a trade, his value decreases to this point or lower, right?
Okay, let's talk
Oh, guys,
about.
I have to go.
Oh,
I
yeah.
have to go right
For
now.
sure, for sure. It was
Yeah.
great having you
So,
on. It was an honor,
yeah.
yeah. So we'll release
Yeah.
this. I'll let you know. I'll message you when we're gonna release
Oh,
this,
yeah.
and I'll make a
Just
post on it
text
for
me. Yeah.
sure. Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
Let's go.
Thanks for
See
coming.
you.
Okay,
That's it.
Nathan, let's wrap it up. Let's talk
Should we,
about one more thing. One more thing. And then we'll wrap
yeah,
it up.
sure.
DeRozan trade. I have one from his
Okay.
page as well. If I can find it again. It was. Where in the dear Lord, DeMar DeRozan trade. DeRozan,
Remember what
DeRozan.
year since he left? It's Giannis last year. Oh, no, two.
DeRozan is good, but I don't know. DeRozan doesn't have a player that I don't. He's a first option that's not good enough to be a first option.
Yeah, basically. That's fair.
So,
But he can be that guy. He can be the Spurs. Okay, DeRozan, I think, can mold himself into whatever kind of player he needs to be, and he doesn't need the ball in his hands.
but I don't think
Or if
anyone's
he
gonna
does.
trade for him. It's a gamble. Because he can't shoot
But
either.
if you get Spurs DeRozan, he can be a playmaker. He's such a good finisher, and in that entire mid-range area, if you put him on a team with four shooters around him, then like 100%, you're good. Like a team like, let's say the Timberwolves had acquired him instead of Gobert, and you have all shooters around him or something, you know?
Right. Okay. This is the last trade of the podcast, then, and then we'll call it a day. DeMar DeRozan for Patrick Beverley, Lonnie Walker, Kendrick Nunn, 2027, 2029 first round picks. The Lakers won't do this because Jeannie Buss is a clown, and Rob Pelinka is also a clown, and they need to take advantage of LeBron's final years, but whatever. Do you like that trade?
The Bulls take it.
Don't think the
If you're gonna
Lakers take it.
rebuild,
I don't think the
I don't know
Lakers
if the
take it.
Lakers take it.
Because
Yeah, you can't
LeBron,
put him with Westbrook.
you
It
can't put him
doesn't
with
work,
LeBron
ever.
either. Because in LeBron's history, he blows up his team to get more shooters. And that's exactly the opposite of what DeRozan
Yeah.
needs.
I think like I'm trying to think who they go get. Like, I don't mind the idea of them going to get Van Vliet, if it's possible.
Lakers or the Bulls?
Yeah, the Lakers, sorry.
Who would they
We're
give?
talking about.
Kendrick Nunn, a first.
Yeah, I don't know if Van Vliet has that much value, honestly, at this point.
He's old, he's not playing well.
He's on the last year of his contract.
Yeah, so I don't think he's much value. Anyways,
But yeah,
the
if
trade
the
deadline
Lakers trade
is February 8th, 9th, I think.
something like that, yeah. There's a lot of exceptions that expire on the 10th, so I think that's probably when it is, or the 9th, somewhere in that range.
Yeah. I don't really think anything's going to happen. I think the biggest trade that could happen is a D-Lo trade. That's it.
I think a Bojan trade is more probable, honestly.
I think maybe they'll both happen, but I really hope they happen soon because then it resets the market value and then the Nets can freaking do something.
Yeah, we're gonna need. I think we're gonna need till the off season till the value gets reset. I
No,
think.
it's so frustrating. The Nets are like right there. They're right there. Get Vucevic. I'm so mad.
They can get Oubre. They could do it.
I want them to get Kuzma and Naz Reid, but that's unrealistic to get both. Or I would love Alec Burks and Nerlens Noel. I think Nerlens Noel fits well. And Alex Burks can actually win you a playoff game, I think. He's won some playoff games for his team by like getting like 25
Alec
points.
Burks is such an interesting player. His last few seasons, he's averaged like close to 40%, if not over, from three. And like, I think he's over each of the last four seasons,
He's averaging like
over 40% from three.
13.5 this season, I think. If I'm not correct,
Last
I
four, if
can't
you just
remember.
look at his numbers from the last 4 years, or sorry, the last three, my bad, it's the last 3 years. He shoots, 42, 42. He shoots a higher 3-point percentage than 2-point percentage, actually, 13 points a game.
That's great. I love that. That's amazing. He can create his own shot too. Like,
Yeah.
I take him. I love him on the
Yeah,
team.
he was like more important than people will ever give him credit for on those Knicks teams.
He was really good. He wins
He was.
people playoff games because he can pop off for no apparent reason for like 30 something. It was wild.
Yeah, now he's rotting. He's like you remember when Langston Galloway was on Detroit and he was shooting like 47% from three, 10 points a game? That's
That
what
was
he
a
is now on Detroit.
while ago. I forgot he existed too. It's been a minute.
Yeah, and then he went to the Lakers and he was terrible. That's who I'm thinking of, right? It was Langston Galloway.
I think so. Anyways, let's wrap it up. It was a fun pod having NBA trades at Toronto. It was an honor having him on. His Wi-Fi cut out a bit, but it was still fun. He gave us a couple of trades that were interesting in the beginning of the podcast. Check him out on Instagram at NBA Trade Center. We'll release this pod soon. When you're hearing it, obviously it'll be out. But make sure to check us out on Instagram, iTunes. Sorry, Instagram and TikTok for like shorts and content like that. And then for our podcast, like this episode, you can check us out on Spotify, on iTunes, or on YouTube. And we have our link.tree, something like that, / Dish and Heat. All our Instagram and TikTok is just at Dish and Heat. Make sure to check us out. Until next time, we're out.